Today we're rebuilding a RAGA cut in Ableton Live 12 using an automation first workflow. And that phrase, automation first, is the whole vibe of this lesson. Instead of stacking a bunch of extra sounds and hoping the idea appears, we're going to shape the energy with editing, movement, and arrangement first. Then we'll use effects only where they actually support the groove. That's a really smart way to work in drum and bass, especially if you're a beginner, because it keeps the project clean, focused, and way easier to finish. And with RAGA cuts, that focus matters. These vocal moments are not just decoration. They're hooks, they're reload cues, they're attitude. They can make a track feel like it has a human voice inside the drum and bass machine. So let's get into it. First, set up a fresh Ableton Live 12 project and bring the tempo to 174 BPM. That's a classic DNB starting point, and it helps the vocal phrasing lock into the speed of the drums naturally. Keep the session simple. You only need a few tracks to start. A drum track for your break, a sub-bass track, maybe a reese or extra bass layer if you want one, an audio track for the vocal cut, and a couple of return tracks for delay and reverb. That's enough. Don't overbuild the template. The goal here is to make decisions quickly and hear how each move affects the groove. Now grab a short RAGA vocal phrase. You do not need a full a cappella. In fact, a full vocal is usually too much for this style. RAGA cuts work best when they're punchy and rhythmic, so even one or two words can be enough. Think of phrases like come again, watch it now, or pull up. Drag the sample into arrangement view and turn warp on. If it's a full vocal phrase, use Complex Pro. If it's more chopped and percussive, beats can work really well too. Then line up the first strong word with the grid, usually on bar 1 or bar 9 depending on whether you want the phrase to feel like an intro element or a drop side statement. At this stage, think in moments, not in full performance. A RAGA cut is usually more powerful when you treat it like a few memorable punches, rather than a long sentence. Now comes the fun part. Make the vocal feel rhythmic before you reach for heavy effects. Split the sample into smaller pieces. You can use CMD or Ctrl plus C to cut the clip. Then move the best words around. Try to create a call and response feel. Maybe one word lands on beat 1, another on beat 3, then the strongest phrase repeats on the next bar. Leave tiny gaps between the hits so the break can breathe. That space is important. In drum and bass, the silence around the vocal is often what makes it hit harder. Here's a simple way to think about the pattern. One bar says the first part, the next bar answers it, then the strongest word repeats as the hook, and maybe the last syllable gets a delay throw. You want the vocal to feel almost like percussion. If it's too long and too smooth, it smears into the drums and loses its impact. Before we add big effects, let's clean it up with a few stock devices. Start with utility. Use it to balance the vocal level and keep the main phrase centered. If the sample is a little too wide, reduce the width so the vocal stays focused. In DNB, keeping the main vocal centered helps protect your kick and sub. Next, at EQ8, high pass the vocal somewhere around 120 to 188 Hz so it doesn't compete with the low end. If the voice sounds boxy, you can gently cut around 300 to 600 Hz. And if there's harshness, especially in the upper mids, make a small dip somewhere around 2.5 to 5 kHz. Then add a little compression if needed. Keep it light. You want control, not squashing. A ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is usually enough to even out the phrase. If the vocal still feels weak after cleanup, don't immediately boost it louder. First ask whether the arrangement is giving it enough room. Now let's build the main movement with auto filter. This is one of the most important parts of the lesson, because it gives the cut a sense of tension and release without needing a bunch of extra layers. Add auto filter to the vocal track and set it to a low pass filter. Start with the cutoff fairly closed, somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz if you want a dark intro feel. Then automate the cutoff opening up towards 6 to 12 kHz right before the phrase lands. That opening is what makes the vocal feel like it's breathing with the drums. A really good beginner move is to keep the filter closed during the first half of the phrase, then open it on the last word. After that, close it again for the response. That simple motion creates a natural sense of buildup and release, and in DNB, that contrast goes a long way. Now let's add delay throws. Instead of putting delay on the whole vocal all the time, create a return track and use it only when you want the echo to appear. This gives you much more control. On a return track, load up echo or delay. Set the time to something that works in DNB, like an eighth note or a dotted quarter. Keep the feedback moderate, maybe around 20 to 45%, and filter the delay so it doesn't clutter the low mids or get too fizzy on top. Then automate the send from the vocal track, so only certain words feed into the delay. This works especially well on end-of-phrase moments, like the word again or the final syllable of a cut. That little delay throw can act like a response to the main vocal hit, and it's a classic DNB trick, because it fills the space without needing another sample. Keep it selective, though. Too much delay and the cut stops feeling like a punch and starts turning into a wash. Now give the vocal a little reverb, but only a little. On a second return track, add reverb and keep the decay fairly short, maybe somewhere between 0.8 and 1.8 seconds. A small pre-delay can help the vocal stay upfront. And again, keep the wet send subtle. This is not about making the vocal huge and dreamy. It's about giving it just enough space so it feels finished. For ragga cuts in drum and bass, a slightly dry, direct sound usually works best. The reverb should support the vocal, not blur it. If the vocal gets too washed out, lower the send before you start messing with the EQ. Now let's place the vocal in an actual arrangement. Think of the track like a DJ set. Where do you want the crowd to react? Where do you want the energy to pull back? And where do you want it to hit? A strong beginner structure might look like this. Bars 1 to 8, drums and atmosphere with a filtered vocal tease. Bars 9 to 16, the vocal becomes clearer and more rhythmic. Bars 17 to 24, the main drop side hook comes in with the bass and breaks. Bars 25 to 32, the arrangement strips back a little and the delay throws lead into the next section. That kind of progression makes the vocal feel like part of the story. You're not just dropping a sample in. You're using it as a cue, a question, an answer, and a reload trigger. Use automation to make that story happen. Open the filter over 4 or 8 bars. Raise the delay send on the final word. Increase the reverb slightly at the end of a phrase. Dip the vocal volume between phrases to create that call and response energy. That's the automation first mindset in action. The movement is doing the heavy lifting. Now check the balance with the drums and bass. The ragga cut should feel like part of the beat, not something sitting on top of it like a separate layer. If the vocal masks the snare, lower it. If it's clashing with the sub, high pass it more aggressively. If it's fighting the break, simplify the vocal rhythm before turning up the volume. And here's a really useful trick. If one phrase is the hook, you can give it a tiny volume boost, maybe 1 or 2 dB, and let the transitional bit sit a little lower. That creates confidence without overprocessing. If you want, you can also resample the best section once the vibe feels right. That means recording the processed vocal into a new audio clip, so you can chop it again like an instrument. This is a great move, because it locks in the sound and makes it easier to build a custom hook. Once it's resampled, you can reverse a tiny tail, duplicate the strongest hit, or add little volume curves for extra movement. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't use too much vocal content. Ragga cuts work best when they're selective. Don't leave low end in the vocal. That space belongs to the kick and sub. Don't drown it in reverb. Use short space and rely more on delay for motion. Don't put the vocal on every single drum hit. The gaps matter, and don't automate randomly. Make sure each movement has a job, whether that job is tension, release, answer, or reset. If you want to push the sound darker, try starting the filter even lower, around 200 to 400 Hz, and open it more slowly. You can also add a tiny bit of saturator for grit, or make the delay a little dirtier and more distant. In darker jungle, rollers, or neuro-influenced DNB, that's slightly rough, controlled texture can sound amazing. Another cool move is to leave a tiny silence right before the main phrase lands. That micro gap can make the word feel heavier and more intentional. Sometimes the absence of sound hits harder than another layer. Here's a quick practice challenge you can do right away. Set Ableton to 174 BPM. Load one short ragga vocal sample. Chop it into 3 to 5 pieces. High pass it with EQ around 150 Hz. Add auto filter and automate a low pass opening over 4 bars. Set up a delay return and send only the final word of each phrase. Arrange it over an 8-bar DNB loop with drums and sub. Make one section feel like a breakdown and another feel like a drop lead-in. Then resample your best 4 bars and listen back. Ask yourself one question. Does the vocal feel like part of the rhythm, or does it still sound like an extra sample sitting on top? If it feels like part of the rhythm, you're doing it right. So remember the key idea from this lesson. A great ragga cut in DNB is rhythmic, selective, and automated. Build the groove first. Let the filter, delay, reverb, and arrangement create the movement. Keep the vocal clear, centered, and in control. And use the cut like a character in the track, not just a sound effect. That's how you get that classic ragga DNB energy, where the vocal doesn't just decorate the track, it drives the momentum.